Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's episode of the podcast, I have the pleasure to be joined by Gabrielle Duffy, who is a player on the Miami Women's Club hockey team. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Gabby, and how's everything going?
Good. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. This is awesome. I was very surprised when I got the message from you. I never really thought that I'd kind of be doing something like this, but very excited. And yeah, I'm excited to talk about Miami and kind of my hockey career overall, although it is coming to an end very soon, unfortunately, but all good things have to end at some point and move on from it. So,
well, how has your summer been going so far? Based on what you've told me, it seems like it's been pretty busy.
Yes, it's been very busy. So I am currently a sales intern for an insurance company. So 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, like a lot of people going downtown Toronto, but it's been awesome. Great group of people, learning lots about insurance. Never thought I'd be there. I am a sports marketing student, and that is what I want to do. Last summer, I worked for the UFC. So this is definitely a big change up in terms of industry and what I'm doing, but it's been a great experience so far and just been busy with that, traveling and doing 2 online sprint courses. So a whole semester just jammed into 6 weeks. And so 2 classes. So I come home from work and basically shower, eat, and do homework for like 5 hours. So it's been a little bit stressful, but overall, definitely been making lots of time to be with my family, not see my friends as much. They're all kind of still at their schools doing accounting and finance certifications. So it's been nice to just be with my family and have a little bit more alone time than I usually would during the summer or during the semester at school, but can't really complain. It's been good so far, but I hope the weather gets a little bit better.
Yeah.
Not as humid and rainy.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. And hopefully you have some time to have some fun as well this summer. It seems like you're very busy with school and your internship as well. But
yeah.
Obviously, you know, are you planning on playing on next season with the team? And if so, like, what are you trying to work on in regards to training for next year? I'm just curious about that. With a busy schedule like yours, how do you sort of make time for that?
Yeah, so right now, I mean, I've been home from school for about 6 weeks, and I keep telling myself I want to wake up at 6 a.m. and try and get a workout in the morning. It's not realistic with me. I love my sleep. I will sleep until the very last minute. My alarm needs to stop going off. But in terms of my schedule, it'll lighten up in about 2 weeks. So I'm going to have a lot more time kind of to myself, and currently dealing with a knee injury that I've had for about 2 years. So trying to strengthen my one knee, which has been a little frustrating because I can't lift as much and just work out as much. I really want to get into running just to help with my cardio and endurance, but I think that'll have to wait. I don't want to, I mean, I'm 22. I'm not trying to have this knee issue for the rest of my life. So trying to prioritize that. But in terms of training, my season starts going to a US school. Obviously, we start in August. So definitely, I think in the next 2 weeks, thinking of starting potentially a training program. I've had a trainer for workouts for the past 2 summers that are specifically hockey based. And I think I'll start working with him and also integrating yoga. This is going to be my last season ever, like playing college hockey and all that. After that, it'll be the beer leagues. So I'm thinking what I really want to focus on for this season is just overall just showing up to everything and giving 120% for what I've known for the past 20 years of my life. And just in terms of performance is my cardio, just being able to stay out on the ice just 5 seconds longer type of thing, and being able to just give it 120% all the time. In terms of my strength and everything, once my knee is a little bit stronger, definitely just lifting, probably hoping for 3 times a week. I just know based on my schedule that might not happen, but yeah, in the next 2 weeks, definitely coming home from work and trying to work out as much as I can type of thing, and just get ready for the season because the summer flies by. So
Well, let's transition now and talk about the beginning of your hockey career and sort of work all the way up to where you are today. So on the ACHA website, it says you're from London, England. What was it like living there for a little bit, I guess? And how'd you start playing hockey once you moved to Canada? And who was like your favorite player growing up?
So I think that's an error. I was born in London, England. I'm actually the youngest of four, and there's a 5, 7, and 9 year age gap between my siblings and I. So when I was born, they had all kind of had a little bit of their childhood there. My parents decided to move back to Toronto when I was 6 months old. So I am British, but like hardly. And fortunately enough, I do have three citizenships. So that is very nice to have in terms of being Canadian, going to school in the US, and also just in terms of Europe overall, having that. Ever since I was little, all I've known is hockey. I would go to my mom's like women's league games, like every Monday night, out in Mimico, and just seeing that all the time, I was like, what is this sport? My siblings were always getting driven places, and I just didn't really know what it was. And I was like, these Toronto Maple Leafs that we keep watching like every other night, what is this? And eventually, next thing I know, I'm a Timbit in house league playing hockey. And yeah, it's kind of, my siblings and I all went through kind of the same process, just learning to skate. We were all Timbits in Toronto for the house league. And being from Etobicoke, that led into playing for the Etobicoke Dolphins. And obviously throughout my career, there's been changes in the teams that I play for. But being from Toronto, I am biased. Toronto Maple Leafs are my favorite team. And growing up, I definitely looked up to Phil Kessel. He was always my favorite player. And I used to do the Kessel cane on my stick growing up. I wore 81 for numerous seasons. I remember my Instagram handle when Instagram had first come out. I was Gabby Belieber 81, something like that. So he was always my favorite. I mean, he left, so he's not necessarily my favorite anymore, but I still have so much respect for him, and definitely idolized him growing up and kind of starting into my hockey career. But yeah.
That's three-time Stanley Cup champion Phil Kessel for you.
Yeah.
I think he's such a beauty just because like he has the Iron Man streak, and like he like eats hot dogs all the time, and like just all the stories about Phil, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm a Boston guy, and he was with the Bruins for a little bit, so definitely a big Phil Kessel guy myself, even though he didn't want to be here.
Yeah, I definitely think because I know he just got hated on so much, and people would always make comments about his body and his performance on the ice, and just looking at him now, like he just proved everyone wrong. And I think I always kind of saw that when I was growing up. I was like, why are people like, he's in the NHL, like he's really good. He made it out of hundreds of thousands of men in Canada and the US and Europe trying to make it there. Like he's going to do something good. And he just got us another Stanley Cup. So yeah.
Well, before Miami, like you mentioned, you played for a lot of different teams, but specifically you played for Appleby College and the Oakville Hornets. Just talk about playing for those teams and what that experience was like for you, and how did it sort of help prepare you for college hockey?
Yeah, so I started at Appleby in grade 7, and I was fortunate enough when I was in grade 8. We only had a co-ed team in middle school. So it was me and one other girl, or three other girls, and rest of the team were guys. And one of the girls, actually, she played ringette. So I was kind of a mentor for her in terms of laying down the rules of hockey and how it kind of works. But in grade 8, the varsity coach at Appleby saw me, and she was like, you should come out for practice. And end of grade 8, she kind of said, you have a spot on our varsity team next year. And I didn't really know what that meant exactly, in terms of that there are girls being recruited to come to Appleby to be on that hockey team. And I was just kind of seen on the ice playing co-ed at Appleby. And so I didn't really realize kind of how intense and how amazing of an opportunity that was. And I realized a lot of the girls on the team, they were playing for the Oakville Hornets because Appleby is in Oakville. And I would travel 45 minutes every morning to and from Appleby because I live 45 minutes away. And eventually the team that I was on, Etobicoke Dolphins and then North York Storm, I wasn't getting what I really needed out of them, wasn't seeing a lot of success. Just overall team environment, culture, and coaches, stuff like that. It just wasn't really clicking for me. And I was hearing so many positive things about Oakville and lots of championships and just overall the facilities, the coaches, the psychologists they bring in, the off-ice training. Thought it would be really good to try and change over to there. And eventually grade 10 came around. I played midget A for the Oakville Hornets and we did pretty well. And I really wanted to get up to the higher level of double A and potentially junior for the PWHL. And I was able to play in a game for the Oakville Hornets midget double A team when I was midget A. And that kind of opened my eyes up to, whoa, like I might have a potential here to play come college time. So I started taking it a lot more serious and kind of became my life. Like it was the only people I were hanging out that I was hanging out with were my teammates, like off the ice, on the ice, like all the time, and such an amazing team culture overall. And I wouldn't change anything. I don't regret an absolute thing. Oakville and Appleby, the Oakville Hornets and Appleby were absolutely amazing, really opened up my eyes to how important team culture is and just the potential that everyone on those teams has had and had in the future. So
now, what's the best memory you have from your minor hockey experience with Oakville and Appleby?
For Oakville, it was grade 11. My team, midget double A, probably the most fun I have ever had for an entire season playing hockey. My team, it was literally the definition of a family. I was friends and knew everything about every single girl on the team. Our coach, Jim Nyhaus, he was the greatest coach and mentor ever for us. And he really worked us hard. Like we would get on the ice every single practice, good game or bad game. We were getting bag skated for at least 15 minutes at the beginning of practice and at the end of practice. Although it sucked in the moment, definitely paid off. That year we made it to the provincial championships. And unfortunately, we had lost to, I think it was Brampton Canadettes in the third period. And I just remember that was such a bad, just overall experience losing. But after it, I will never forget that moment because that team was so amazing. We worked so hard. All of us were bawling our eyes out after. But I think the reason why it was so cool and like I remember it right now is because I have never worked so hard in my life that season. My team, everyone was like my best friend. It was the best team culture ever. And I mean, I could easily call up any of those girls that I used to play with right now and be able to catch up with them, which I think is really important. And I'll just never forget that day. Although it sucked to lose, it was in the long run, looking at our season, the best thing ever. So yeah, that'd probably be my favorite memory.
Now, why'd you choose to go to college at Miami? What made you want to come to the US and sort of play club hockey? And I guess just talk about that process for you.
Mm-hmm. So all my siblings went to school in the US, not for hockey. And my parents had also met at Purdue University. So I felt like it was kind of inevitable I was going to be going to the States for school. I had always dreamed of going to the University of Vermont. And in grade 10 was when I realized I really want to play D1 hockey at Vermont. And eventually when it came to about the summer before grade 11, that was when I started my recruiting process probably a lot later than a lot of girls. I didn't really realize that I wanted to go to college for hockey until like late grade 9 when I kind of started figuring out that I had a little bit of potential there. So definitely late to the game in terms of that sense. And I mean, I'm not the top player on my team. I never was. And I just kind of started looking at the bigger known schools, which I think was a mistake. And I started a recruiting profile on, it was called Next College Student Athlete. And that was just a way for coaches from all over the US and Canada to see my potential. And because I wasn't that girl on the team that stood out a lot, but being able to be on that recruiting site, that's how I was able to stand out a little bit. So I had gotten reached out by numerous very, very small schools in the States. And I'd always kind of dreamed of going to kind of a city school. So I pushed them aside and I had this email from Miami University in Ohio. And I searched it up and I was like, what is this tiny little school in the middle of nowhere in Ohio that's surrounded by cornfields? Like, I'm not going there. And I kept getting messages from this man called Jim Stearns. And he just kept saying how much he really wanted me to come visit and that he thinks it'd be a great school for me. It wasn't until grade 12 where December time, I remember I took a day off from school. My mom and I flew down to Cincinnati and I toured the campus and fell in love with it immediately. They have so many different colleges in terms, the Farmer School of Business was my, where my eyes were set on, like that is what I wanted to do. And I didn't realize until eventually after getting accepted that my cousin Channing Aubie, who played for the University of Vermont and then transferred to Miami, she actually was on the first ever Miami Women's Club D1 team. And five of my cousins had gone there. So it kind of, it was just fate, I think. But in terms of, you know, I think a lot of people, every time I say I play at Miami, people always assume it's NCAA D1, which is definitely frustrating because I'm kind of like, I'm not that good. but I think what kind of drew me towards Miami and club hockey overall is just the fact that you're still able to play the sport that you love at a high level, but you still have the opportunity to have an amazing social life outside of hockey, and you're not technically always surrounded by your teammates, and you're able to have opportunities to join other clubs and organizations. I had tried out for the club lacrosse team and I was thinking about the rugby team, but my schedule, it was just too jam-packed. But overall, there were just so many different, I feel like, things that I could do outside of hockey. And I knew after 4 years, my career was going to be over. I didn't want, I knew going to college that I didn't want to be on the ice Monday to Saturday and Sunday be my only day off. And I just, in terms of social life, other club interests that I had, club hockey and Miami gave me that opportunity, which is why I kind of knew, and I've stuck with it for 4 years now, like this is the place for me. And it's been an amazing 4 years. Thank God I love it because I'm going back for a fifth year. So although it's very sad and I don't want to leave, it does have to end. And that was kind of my mentality in terms of club hockey. It's going to end at some point. I don't want to miss out on other things in college. So yeah, but overall, Miami, absolutely amazing. And club hockey overall, I don't think there's any level that would have better suit me. So.
Now, what's the process like for joining the women's hockey team at Miami?
So it's changed a little bit, I think, because I had been recruited and I'm not. So because we are club sports, we do have tryouts at the beginning of the season. We have to allow for other people who maybe weren't recruited to try out. So in terms of that, for tryouts for us and the beginning of the season, that's always the first week of classes in August. And we, our president, Laura Labar, she is kind of the go-to in terms of contacts for joining the team, as well as our coach, Eddie Ingersoll. He's our new coach, started last season. And so they're kind of the ones that recruit a little bit and kind of deal with the onboarding process of joining the team. But prior to that, say you're not even at Miami yet and you want to get in touch with someone, Jim Stearns, he has been at Miami for, I think, over 20, 30 years. He's an advisor in the Farmer School of Business. He actually was on the bench when my cousin had been on the first team, 10 years ago. And he is our recruiting officer. He's the one that flew to Boston to see me in Beantown 6-7 years ago. He's the one that goes out and finds girls, but also people can reach out to him. So Jim Stearns is like the recruiting officer, and president is Laura Labar, and coach is Eddie Ingersoll. They all kind of work together, but that's how our recruiting process works. And once you kind of get a, we want you on our team, I believe, I don't know if Jim still does this just because it's changed a little bit, I think. You get a national letter of intent and just kind of small contract, and you send that off, and you still have to go through the tryout process, just because for it to be fair to everyone, who knows, maybe another girl that's a really good defenseman shows up and there was no contact with her prior. There is still a chance, I think, that that girl could take your spot, kind of thing. So it's just mandatory for club sports at Miami that everyone tries out, but there can be a letter of intent prior to tryout. So
what was like sort of the biggest adjustment you had to make to club hockey from Oakville?
Definitely the speed. I think the speed overall, a lot of girls and guys will say this, that everyone's quicker and everyone has way more endurance. I would also say one thing I definitely notice is everyone on every team has a really good shot. There's always going to be those two or three girls on the other team that are like so powerful, and you always have to keep an eye out for them. Every team I played, there's always two or three girls. So I would definitely say just overall stronger, faster, and way more aggressive. I noticed definitely, it might be because it is club hockey, and some people make jokes that it's, oh, it's the girls that didn't make NCAA D1. So they're a lot more aggressive and kind of want to fight more. I don't really believe that at all, but I definitely will say I see a lot more penalties in club hockey. Don't know if it's the reffing, but I would definitely say just overall aggressiveness, and the games go by so much quicker. And I think that's because it is quicker. Everyone is quicker and so much stronger. Yeah. So overall for me, I would just say keeping my head up a lot more, just overall in terms of confidence, but also physically, so I don't get hurt. And just working on my speed. Those have been the two biggest things I would say was the biggest adjustment for me from Oakville and Appleby.
Well, I was looking through photos of your team, and I can definitely tell the physicality in club hockey is very like aggressive, like you said, because I think you're such a badass on the ice, because you were taking some of those shoulder shots, but you still found a way to win those board battles, at least what I can tell from the photos. So I definitely got to give you a shout out for that.
Thank you.
Now, just talk about the conference that you play in, the CCWHA, and just the competition that you face each game.
Yeah, so I mean, it can vary. There are programs, what makes it a little bit frustrating sometimes is there are programs where certain schools, they only have club sports. So all of their money goes into club sports. So you could see a team that is all fully recruited from Europe or Canada, which is very frustrating. Whereas like my team, we have girls that are walk-ons. We have girls that have been recruited. We have one girl from Spain. I'm the only Canadian. And I feel like just in terms of the team, some teams you can tell the girls are there because they just love hockey. They just wanted to continue playing it in college and still at a high level. But there's other teams where these girls, like, this is everything to them. They put so much time and effort into making sure that they get to the championship round for the season. So yeah. It's a little frustrating sometimes, because when we play certain teams, some teams only have 9 girls on the team. Some other teams have a full bench. So I think that's another thing with club hockey, is you really need to be able to adapt, especially in the CCWHA. Every team is so different. You see so many different skill levels. And one thing that my team has really focused on is, even if a team is known to always lose, still play at your complete best. Like, do not, like, sit back and just let them come all over you because you're not even trying. That's been something I think last season we worked on a lot, was just making sure, obviously always giving 110%. But when you see those teams that maybe everyone thinks isn't as good, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be going 110%. So it varies, but overall, in terms of travel and stuff like that, I mean, there's teams all over. For me, I think the furthest we go is Liberty University, which is in Virginia. So it's about an 8-9 hour drive, bus ride. So
what's, like, your favorite road arena to play in?
I would probably say Liberty is really nice. Liberty is actually the 4-time ACHA champions. They have a lot of Canadian girls on the team, and I think some Europeans as well, and definitely bringing in lots of different skills all around. And their arena is really cool in terms of that it's not my arena is really nice. Miami's coach Steve Caddy arena, I hear a lot of the time people are like, this is my favorite arena. So obviously I can't say it's my favorite, because that'd just be bias, but Liberty is really, really nice. They have a bunch of cameras, and they have reporters during our games and stuff like that. Like, you don't see that in the ACHA really. So that's really cool. And I mean, I just remember their sheet of ice was always just so crisp, and just the lighting and everything, and all of their quotes up on the walls all around the arena is really nice. And as well, I think University of Michigan, I want to say Ann Arbor campus, their arena is really nice. Just so much U of M stuff everywhere. And the same thing, they have, I think there was a board of all of the club teams' GPAs, which I thought was really cool, because they were like, yeah, we're going to show this off and how smart our athletes are. So overall, yeah, University of Michigan and Liberty.
Now, just talk about this past season and what you took away from it. Being a senior, sort of the leadership style you want to bring, and just that overall experience for yourself, mm-hmm. and for your team.
This last season was a little different for me. I studied abroad in the fall, which my coaches were fortunate enough to allow me to do. And I just kind of came back into it in January. It was rough the first 2-3 weeks, I won't lie, but so worth it. And I was happy to kind of finish out the season with everyone and also meet the new freshmen on the team. But I do know the team had a really bad schedule. We were playing 3 games a weekend. I'm not exactly sure why that happened, but when I came back, everyone was really happy in terms of that was over. You don't really do that, 60-minute games 3 times in a weekend. But I think the biggest thing this year was just kind of adjusting to, one, we new coaches, and just being able to have this level of respect no matter what age you are or what year you are or where you came from, because I know a lot of teams struggle with that, and people kind of assume seniority, like you get to make all the rules. And my team worked a lot on that this year in terms of, you played really well last weekend, you get to be on the power play for next weekend, even if you're a freshman. Seniors, work harder if you want to get there, kind of thing. So a big thing for us this season was just adapting to just different skill coming from the young girls, and then kind of mixing that in with someone like me, who this was my fourth season playing on the team. What was your next question for next year?
No, just like, did you have sort of any leadership style? Like, were you trying to be a vocal leader, lead by example? I know it's sort of harder for you since you sort of showed up to the team in the middle of the season. So some of those seniors that were your classmates probably took that role, but I'm just curious if like you had sort of any sort of leadership style, and are you going to try to do that, I guess, next year, having a full season under your belt? Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I'm not a vocal leader. I definitely try to lead by example. And the biggest thing that I always focus on in terms of just overall all my relationships with anyone, so my teammates and my coaches and my friends, is communicating. And I think that I have seen some leaders in the past growing up where they are not communicating very well, in terms of not enough, or your tone of voice and just what you're saying. So that's something that, in terms of just my overall leadership style, just it's not really a style, but focusing on my communication. And as well, I would say just leading by example and being able to be almost like, especially with me being a fifth year next year and the only fifth year, is kind of being an older sister to everyone and just making sure that they can relate to me or I can relate to them, because I think that that makes the relationships a lot stronger. And just in terms of trusting each other and the respect level, I think that's really important. But yeah, I'm not a vocal leader, but there have been some times where I do feel like I need to raise my voice a little bit to try and get a point across, or I don't know, set the tone for a certain game or something. But
now, talk about your team's experience going to nationals. I saw that you guys made it last year. Did you get the chance to sort of go to Boston to do that? And if so, what was your experience like?
Yeah, so we made it to nationals this year. It was the first time in 5 years. So that was amazing. And yeah, I mean, very proud of ourselves. I definitely personally felt like I almost didn't deserve to be there because I was gone for half the season, but my team was amazing enough to allow me to come. So overall, amazing experience, just in terms of the entire environment and the people we met there. And it just really showed, like, wow, we worked this hard. The past 5 years, we've been working so hard to get back here, and it all finally came off. Overall, I mean, I forget what the arena was called in Boston, Marlboro, but so many ice pads. I think there were about 8 pads. And just the adrenaline rush walking into the arena, getting out on the ice, just the music, all the fans and everything. It was really, really cool. And I really hope that we're able to make it next year, and obviously years after that. But being able to experience that again would be absolutely amazing. And although it was definitely felt a lot more exhausted after the games, so worth it, and so much team bonding. And I think a lot of us felt very privileged in that moment, just being able to fly out there from Cincinnati and be in the hotel together as a team, and just all the recovery and everything, and talk. It was really cool. And I hope the energy that we had in Boston translates into next season.
So what are your team's goals and expectations for next year, for your fifth year? And was there a memory that you had from last season that you hope to sort of recreate for this season?
Mm-hmm. So definitely for next season, focusing on showing up every single period. We struggled with that, I think, a little bit too much this past season, just in terms of some people showing up for every single period, others not so much. So that's one of the reasons why also, I mean, this summer I'm going to try and focus, once I have time, on my cardio and endurance and being able to be going 110% the entire game. Personally and individually, definitely for next season, I want to focus on just tenacity and being the most eager I can possibly be, always being the first to the puck, making sure I'm moving girls away from the goalie as fast as I can during the game. And another thing for me, especially being older, is I want to be able to know that I have worked so hard and I am good enough to be on the power play. After COVID, I definitely went a little bit downhill. My freshman year, definitely think I was a lot faster and way more skilled, and COVID messed me up a little bit. So I want to get back to where I was freshman year, where I was so excited and confident getting on the ice. I've definitely lost a little bit of that, but knowing that it's my last season, I want to just leave it all out there, every single game, every single practice, every moment I have with the team. And just in terms of last season, the best memory I would say was we were playing, I forget what team it was, but it was quarterfinals, I think. And I think we were playing Arizona State or Liberty. No, I forget the team. Doesn't matter. But every single time any of us made a good pass, a good shot, just a good breakout or anything, my bench, like, we were going absolutely insane. And we were losing, I think, 3-0. But we were having so much fun as a team. I think half the team lost their voices the next day because we were screaming so much, having the time of our lives. And we were like, we didn't even care if we made it to the finals or not. We just wanted to make sure that we were having the most fun possible because we made it to nationals finally after 5 years of so much hard work. So that was definitely the best thing ever. And I remember my teammate Emma scored during that game, and our goalie Maya came out of the net, was like jumping up and down at the end of the ice, and the entire team just went insane. We still lost the game, but we had so much fun. And like the flight home, it wasn't sad. We were just so proud of ourselves. So I hope we get the chance to have another feeling like that next season.
Now, we're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. First one is, what music do you like to listen to?
I am an EDM girl. I love everything DJs. Kygo, Martin Garrix. I just saw Lennium. I love going to Veld Music Festival in Toronto during the August long weekend. I'm full EDM. Open to other genres, but 99% of the time you will hear me or see me listening to EDM.
That's awesome. How was the show?
It was amazing. Alenium is from Denver, so there was just so many fireworks, so much fire. There was probably 200 drones above the stage making his like album covers and everything, and Trollology and his name Alenium. And I mean, the music, EDM kind of makes me feel like every time I listen to it, like my life is a movie. And it just makes me a little bit more like, not to be dramatic, but like a little bit more grateful every day for the life I have. So that's kind of why, I mean, it makes me very happy. Even like, I don't even know. Sometimes I like, when I listen to the happy songs, I cry because I like love it so much.
Yeah. I love that song by them called Feel Good, with mm-hmm. A, I believe, is the singer in that song.
Yeah.
That's a good song. And then mm-hmm. probably my favorite EDM artists are Avicii and Zedd. That mm-hmm. song Clarity is an absolute banger, even like 10 yeah. years from now. So those are probably my two go-to EDM artists, and RIP yeah. to Avicii.
Avicii is the OG. That was the start of my EDM
yeah.
love.
What would the perfect day look like for you?
Without hockey?
Yeah. Actually, for me, I would probably say going to a hockey game. So I guess you can say that too.
Yeah, I would definitely say perfect day for me. Have no schoolwork, firstly. But I would say probably waking up at like 10 a.m., 11 a.m., get like a really good sleep in because I love my sleep, and just having a solid breakfast. Love my avocado and eggs, and probably being with my parents at that time, and I love my Starbucks coffee, so that as well. And eventually, probably being able to go downtown Toronto and just kind of take in the skyline and everything. And after that, probably go to an EDM concert. And then maybe following that, a Toronto Maple Leafs game.
Yeah.
And I don't know, hit some bars after, and then that's the end of the day.
That's awesome. That sounds like a good day, though.
Yeah.
I feel like you have the best style on the Miami women's hockey team, but besides yourself, who would you say has the best off-ice style?
I would probably say Riley Oliver. She was our president last season. And something about, she always had really nice hair showing up to the rink. And we don't dress up for our games, like kind of like the bougie, like what all like the NCAA D1 girls do, or like some of the other club girls where they can wear whatever they want, kind of professional. No, but like,
even around campus, you notice it.
Yeah. Okay. I would probably say Riley, just overall, always just looks so put together, always has something new on, and whether it's colorful or like black and white, just always looks so put together and always a fresh face. And yeah, that's definitely something I've noticed over the past 2 years, I would say.
What's your most embarrassing hockey moment?
Oh, most embarrassing hockey moment. Can it be off ice?
Yeah.
Most embarrassing in front of my entire team. This was two seasons ago, or last season, I think. We were doing pull-ups, and I was using one of the bands, and my foot slipped. And in front of the entire team, everyone basically saw me get, like, slingshotted, like, up my legs. So that was really bad, because I think I was, like, laughing but really wanted to cry. So that was really embarrassing, and I think everyone remembers that moment.
Yeah, I feel like if I were one of your teammates, I would probably still chirp you about that. So it's one of those things, but it's a good team bonding.
I avoid kind of doing pull-ups now, like in front of anyone in case that happens again. So I almost like ate it after too, like falling off. So
yeah. I guess last non-hockey question is, if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
I would probably say, I want to say, I don't know why I always gear towards singers. I would have to say either Justin Bieber or Taylor Swift. I've always been a Justin Bieber fan. And I always find myself kind of like, I wonder if like Justin Bieber has ever thought about this. But then I always am like, I literally can't put myself in his shoes like at all. Like his life has been absolutely insane. And I think the reason why I like am always so drawn to him is like, obviously he's so popular and known around the globe and everyone saw him grow up. I think the biggest thing is just understanding how he was able to do that and how it's shaped him into like the man that he is today. And just overall, like, what is that feeling when you're on stage in front of like tens of thousands of screaming girls, like,
and guys too,
the majority girls, like, what is that feeling like, and like, how can I get that without being as famous as you?
I don't think you can. I think it's impossible. But yeah, I think I like Justin Bieber a lot, so I wouldn't be going to his concert screaming, but I'll definitely want to go and like listen to music. Would say, what's your favorite era of his music? Are you more of a beginning, like young bowl cut Justin Bieber guy or a girl, or are you more of a new wave when he has like all the tattoos now?
No, I like the tattoos, but I mean, I like him, so it's fine. But I've gone to every single one of his his concerts. So I would probably say Believe was my favorite. Something about that music, like it was very emotional but upbeat, and I mean, obviously he's an amazing dancer and has so many talents. Like, I just remember that concert and just that overall album I think I listened to the most. And I mean, I listen to a lot of music that is like relatable to how I'm feeling, and a lot of his music in certain ways just kind of like caught my attention. So yeah, yeah I that Believe era, that was like right when he started getting a little rebellious. But I mean, when he first started too, his music was great. But yeah
I would say my favorite's probably like the What Do You Mean, Sorry, whatever that album is. That would probably be my go-to Justin Bieber era. So just one more question before we end this interview is, any shout outs you want to give to your family, friends, and who should we have on next?
I would say obviously shout out to my parents, because I'm where I'm at now because of them, and my siblings who have been so supportive throughout my entire hockey career and just life overall. They've been my mentors through everything. But shout outs, I give a shout out to all my best friends that I met on the Miami women's hockey team. Even some of them graduated 2 years ago. Rachel Whitehead, Bailey Lorkey, Katie Shiles, Kelly Single, Ripley Crosley. They have been with me for all of my years at Miami so far. And even after some of them graduated, we're still all such best friends. And they've shaped me. They've helped me with my college career and so much more. I'm so grateful for them. And overall, I would say someone else on my team should maybe come on this podcast. I would say it is Riley Oliver. She was our president last year. She's going into senior year, and she is the hardest working girl I've ever met. I don't understand how she deals with her schedule and still gets the most amazing grades ever and is so good at hockey. She's awesome. Best style too, I would say. So I would definitely have her on your podcast.
Awesome. We'll definitely reach out and see what happens. But thank you so much, Gabby, for coming on the podcast. I appreciate your time. It means so much to myself. Take care and stay safe. And best of luck for next season and your final year of hockey. I know you're going to do great things. And I totally can see your team making it back to nationals. So I'll be rooting for you, and best of luck.
Thank you so much, Matthew. Thank you for having me. This was awesome.